928-9228. This is WABF. And can we go back to the thought we were having before the phone rang?
Yeah, well, CBN. CBN is a great cannabinoid. It's a newer cannabinoid, and it helps. It has helped several folks sleep. It has helped probably 5 or 6 people get off Ambien that have been on Ambien for, you know, up to and exceeding 10 years, and it just gives them a new lease on life to not be dependent on a pharmaceutical. A lot of people that have a hard time unwinding at night, maybe business owners, maybe people that are in a high stress job, that when they get home and jump in bed, it's hard to slow their mind down. So when it's hard to slow your mind down, you're thinking about, you know, what did I forget to do today? What do I have to do tomorrow? Just people are just in a stressful life right now. So when you're thinking about different things, it's hard to fall asleep. And then you grab your phone, start scrolling, and then you're totally awake, and then you're just fighting falling asleep. So with the CBN, you take it about an hour before you want to unwind, and then this calming sensation comes over your body, and you don't even want to pick your phone up. You don't even want to think about the things that you didn't do today or things that you have to do tomorrow. You just get into a space where you're just relaxed, comfortable, and you just a calming sensation comes over your body, and you fall asleep and have a great night's sleep.
Sounds lovely.
It's just
so is it okay to take more than one for different reasons? Let's say I like CBG in the mornings and CBN at night. Is that okay?
Well, you know what? It's perfectly fine, and a lot of my customers do just that.
Really?
Of course. Well, since most of my customers are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I think I have like 3 or 4 people in their 90s. So out of the gate, a lot of customers will take CBG in the morning to get going, stay focused at the task at hand. They have a great day. They reduce inflammation. And then at night, about an hour before they want to wind down, they take their dose of CBN and just, they've been productive all day. They've had energy. And then when they take the CBN, they culminate their day
right
with a little nightcap and have a great night's sleep and wake up fresh, ready to go. And it's just amazing.
Well, tell us about, I think you've got more than one drink. Seems I had a ginger beer last time. Well, tell us about the
well,
drinks
yeah, so,
you have that are fashioned in a brown bottle, like it might look like a root beer or a
correct,
beer bottle. Tell
correct.
Us about that.
So when I first launched my first cannabis drink, it was a Delta 8 variant, and it was 1.5 milligrams of Delta 8 and 1.5 milligrams of CBN, and it was a great combination. So it got you, the Delta 8 got you in a nice headspace while the CBN relaxed you. And I first started with the root beer. It was very popular. And then water-soluble Delta 9 came around, and I made some drinks with that, and it just seems like right now the Delta 9 drink's taking a little run, and I made it with lemonade that's sugar-free and carbonated for a little sparkle, and it's just amazing. A lot of people are into it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a light dose of Delta 9, a lot of people, even first-time users, are enjoying the light microdose, not getting paranoid and getting into a headspace where they're really enjoying it.
And I'm drinking one of those right now, which I'm very hesitant to finish the whole thing because I do have this show and another talk show.
Well, it's a very light dose. It's a very light dose. Some other companies out there, they make a 25 milligram or a 50 milligram drink, and it's just way too much.
No,
so,
not, all right, I'm confused now because I thought
in a legal state. Let me back up.
Okay.
In a legal state, they have a real heavy dose, and it's just too much. You know, it's just maybe for people around here that aren't used to Delta 9, but I'm more into microdosing, less is more, and kind of crawl before you walk, before you run.
Right.
So just sneak up on what's good for you, because everybody's different. Everybody's uptake of different things affects them differently.
Let's talk about gummies.
Perfect.
Because several of my friends have said, oh, I can't eat gummies. They knock me out. I'm like, no, no, no. Eat a quarter of one. Start with a quarter of it or a half of it.
That's right.
Tell us about gummies.
That's right. So we offer a Delta 9 variant gummy. Okay. They come 12 per bag, and they're 10 milligrams per gummy. So that being said, I always suggest all of our customers, even if they've been enjoying a Delta 9 product or a Delta 8 product, start with a half a gummy. Because when going from vendor to vendor, whatever the gelatin they might be using, or the amount of sugar, or the amount of food coloring is different. So your body might uptake the Delta 8 or Delta 9 at a different rate and affect you differently. So it's always best to start with less.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can figure out if that's a proper dose for you, or you need to take more. So I always suggest take a half a gummy, wait an hour, hour and a half, see where you're at before you readminister.
Mm-hmm. You still have the Delta 8 gummies too?
We do. Okay. We do. Delta 8 is very popular for the newbie, first time user that are at a space in their life where they want to just try cannabis for the first time and see what it's all about, because there's a lot of good news out there about cannabis and how it helps a variety of people in different situations, and people are just curious now that it's legal to see how it can help them.
Right. You also make almost like a candy, a honey stick.
Correct. So I get my local honey from Kittrell Honey.
Oh, good.
And that's farmed right here in Fairhope, and it would help for all your local allergies. And then I infuse Delta 8, CBN, and CBG with the honey, and we have it in a honey straw. And it's very popular. It comes in a 50 milligram dose. So a lot of people just use a quarter stick at a time. They put it in maybe a coffee or tea. And it's very pleasing.
Very good. We're speaking with John MacArthur of Fairhope Hemp here at WABF. This is Swap Shop. The lines are open at 928-9228, and we would love to hear from you. Please don't feel like you're interrupting us. You've got some gear still, don't you? Do you have hats or shirts or
any
gear? Yeah,
we've got some merch down there. We've got some hats and t-shirts and stickers, keychains, stuff like that, you know, just to remind you of, you know, that we are a local company, and be local, buy local, wear local.
I really hated, I missed Grayson Capps and Corky Hughes Friday night.
Well,
oh,
it was,
my goodness.
It was a great time. It really was, man. The atmosphere was great. The vibe was good. And it just seemed like everybody was having a great time, you know?
You're in the former garage building. So is your intention still to turn the garage part into a destination hangout, maybe a bar, or is it just,
well,
what are you doing there?
I've got something else going on right now, so I just signed a lease in a new building in Daphne.
Wow. Fairhope Hemp goes to Daphne, and you heard it here first.
So I signed a lease the first of this month, and we went in and put a new AC system in there, and we're checking the place out and making a couple changes and sprucing up a little bit, and we'll be open real soon.
That's very exciting to have your second location.
Yeah, I thought we have a lot of customers from Daphne, and supposedly Daphne is like the fifth largest growing city in the nation. No, Baldwin County. Let's back up. Baldwin County is like top 10 fastest growing, you know, counties in the nation, and then Daphne is the fastest city in the county that's growing. So I decided to maybe to, you know, open a store up there and see if we can help more people in Daphne.
And it will be a visible location on 98.
Yes, it is. It's just north of 64 on the west side. There is a, it's an all-white building. There's a high-end coin laundry there, and there's also a vinyl record store in that same location.
Okay. Very cool.
So, yeah, we're going to go there and open up and sell some local products to the local Daphne people and share what we're doing down here up there.
Speaking of local, and we often say this on the radio when you're not here, but most everything, is it everything now, or most everything is farm to table at Fairhope Hemp?
Yeah, most everything is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I mean, you actually grow it?
We grow it. And like you were saying earlier, I did a little tutorial. We got off track there for a minute. So this year I got some cuttings from a company out of Florida. And what a cutting is it comes from a known female plant of a certain cultivar. And they cut a small 6-inch piece of the branch. And they overnight it to me. And what I do is I put it into I call it a cloning station. So it's a box where it has water on the bottom, and it has a sprinkler system in it that sprays water up on the stem of the plant. And you put all the plants there vertically, and then the water sprays a mist underneath it. And then after about a week, it starts to spit roots out of the branch. It's amazing. So basically, it's a clone of the plant that the cutting came from. And it's super cool. So it speeds up the growing process. And you don't have to wait for the seed to sprout. And it's already comes from a mature plant. And it just it helps facilitate things a little quicker.
Okay. Oh, I was just scrolling through the Fairhope Hemp page, and may I request that video that you took about the cuttings, if you would put that on this page too.
Okay.
I saw it on your personal page.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is,
interesting.
I'm kind of camera shy, so
nah.
Anyway, yeah, we'll have to do another one of those tutorials. Mm-hmm. I just like to show people, you know, what cannabis is, what hemp is, and you know how it might differ from marijuana, because it has less delta 9. So what differentiates hemp from marijuana is the delta 9
or THC.
Well, excuse me, the THC content. So hemp back in the day, nobody smoked it because it didn't get you high. Well, it doesn't get you high either today, because the THC levels are so low. So that's why it's legal nationwide, because it doesn't get you high.
Yet, some of these products definitely can alter your state.
They do, because I can use up to 0.3% of Delta 9 in my products.
Derived from hemp.
Correct.
Not
only
from marijuana.
Correct. It's got to be derived from hemp. And that little bit gives you the sensation that most people are looking for. Knocks the edge off, gives you a carefree attitude, and it helps with sleep.
Dependent upon the one, if you missed the beginning of the show, you know, it's CBD, CBN, CBG, Delta 8, Delta 9, they all have a purpose.
Correct. And what I believe sets us, Fairhope Hemp, apart from any other CBD store is that we mix and match cannabinoids. A lot of CBD stores will just sell you a CBD tincture or a CBD gummy or a CBD pre-roll. But at Fairhope Hemp, I've broken down the cannabinoids into different configurations. So for people that are THC sensitive and don't like THC and don't need it in their life, they're happy-go-lucky on their own, that's great. You know, myself, I'm not even a THC user. My favorite jam right now is CBG.
That's mine too.
Yeah, so even though I have all these THC products, I don't necessarily enjoy them on a daily basis. It's just I'm in a great spot in my life right now, and I don't need THC in my life. It's not that I haven't done THC. It's just I'm in a space right now where everything's grooving, and I just I'm liking CBG right now for a little extra focus to keep me on track and some anti-inflammation because I am getting old.
You just hit 50, didn't you? Bless your heart.
I hear you.
Bless your heart.
But yeah, so THC is not for everybody. But that's why I have several different products that are THC free. So people that are sensitive and don't like THC, we have many other products for y'all to enjoy and help you in your daily life.
So I think another valid question a lot of people may have is, will it show up on a test?
Will what?
Any of this. But you can advise them what.
Of course. So the Delta 8 products and Delta 9 products will show up as THC on a drug test.
Okay.
Now, CBN and CBG, there's not a specific test for CBN or CBG to show up. There's no THC in those products, so that's not what it's intended for. It's not intended to get you in a headspace in your head. So CBG and CBN is more of a body sensation, not a psychoactive sensation like THC.
Okay. So somebody that wanted to try CBD, CBG, CBN that gets tested at work should be okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So right now I have four different style gummies. I have a Delta 8 only gummy. I have a Delta 9 only gummy. I have a CBD broad spectrum gummy that is THC free. Because on a full spectrum CBD product, there is up to 0.3% Delta 9 in there. Well, I wanted to have a product that has all the cannabinoids other than THC for somebody that might work for the government, you know, or an entity that tests regularly for THC. That way they can use and enjoy our product and not worry about testing positive for THC.
And what was it called again? Broad spectrum?
Broad spectrum CBD, okay. THC. So we have a Delta 8, a Delta 9, a THC CBD gummy, and then we have a newer gummy. It is a CBG and Delta 8 THC gummy combo. So that gummy is pretty stout. It's got 25 milligrams of CBG for anti-inflammation and energy, and it has 25 milligrams of Delta 8 THC. And that's been a very popular gummy. It's 50 milligrams per gummy, and a lot of people are liking it right now.
Okay. All right.
And then also, on the other tinctures that we have, like I said, we have CBD only tincture, CBG only tincture, and then CBN only tincture. Also, what I do is I make a 1-to-1 tincture for those people that enjoy THC. I'll have a CBN tincture that's half CBN and half THC Delta 8. And a lot of the customers feel that the THC helps kick off the CBN, or we have a THC and a CBG tincture, and likewise, the THC kind of makes the CBG or CBN work better.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that as well. So we have combo tinctures. We have Delta 8 only tincture, CBG only tincture, CBN only tincture. We have over 20 different products. So if y'all are interested in learning more about the products or an individual products, come on down and see me, and we'll talk about it, and I'll go over all the details and answer any questions that you might have.
That's Fairhope Hemp at 505 Fairhope Avenue. Coming soon to Daphne. How exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, you know, and I can't wait to get up there and talk with some local Daphne people and share my product and let them know what we got going down here in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that's pretty popular these days still is vaping. And you have You have the vape accessories. The
yes, I do.
The oils for vapes. Tell us about that.
Well, I take Fairhope Hemp very seriously, so I use nothing but the best products. Now, my product is not the cheapest. It's the best that I can provide my customers. So the apparatus that the distillate is in a medical grade cartridge. And what a cartridge is it's a glass and ceramic apparatus that the distillate is put into. Now, some people take the distillate and they cut it down and add CG, vitamin E, or another product to stretch it and make it go further and make more product. But here at Fairhope Hemp, we have plenty of product and we don't need to do stuff like that. So all my distillate is straight distillate, uncut, pure, medical grade distillate. So it can never get you sick, and it's one of the purest forms of using the product, because in the cartridge it has a ceramic heater at the bottom, and it's similar to a nebulizer. So what it does is when you attach the battery to the cart, it heats up and emulsifies the distillate and makes it into a vapor where you can inhale it. So when you inhale a product, it goes straight to your lungs, to your open bronchioles, and it gets into your bloodstream faster than, let's say, a gummy. A gummy is made from fat-soluble THC, CBD, or CBG. So it takes your body a lot longer to break it down, uptake it, and for you to feel the effect. So a lot of people like to inhale the product. And the way I do that safely is by putting it into a cartridge where you can heat it up, emulsify it, and inhale the pure distillate for the safest way.
Very nice. I see that you've got the website. Are you keeping all of your products posted on there, and can you order from the website?
Well, you know, I need to do a little better, and I've been very busy, and I shouldn't use that as an excuse, but I need to relaunch the website.
So folks need to call or come by.
Yeah, so to be honest, the problem that I had with the website maybe last year is the vendor that hosts my credit card processing, they weren't on board with CBD products, so they told me I had to stop the website because they couldn't accept payments for that type of entity. So I have since found another vendor that is okay with hemp.
Yes.
And I need to relaunch it.
Okay.
And I will do that very soon. And the website's fairhopehemp.com. Just keep a lookout and keep checking back, or I'll make a post when we go live with the website. A lot of people have been asking about it. I just need to take the time and get that going again.
Yes. So meanwhile, they can come by or call, and that's still the good number.
Yes. That's 251-928-1910 is the store number.
928-1910.
And then if you have any other detailed questions beyond business hours, which are 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, you can call me on the alternate number, which is 251-554-4281. Text, call, leave a message, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
554-4281. Okay. We still have a couple of minutes, and I know folks feel like they interrupt, which is they don't want to call and interrupt us, but we really would love for you to at 928-9228. One of the things I remember you telling me is that, and I know the hemp world has changed as we've talked about this whole hour since then, it's really best to take it daily in many cases instead of just on occasion. Or now, does that vary per product?
Well, it varies per person. Everybody's sensitivity is different. So your dose is not necessarily my dose, is not necessarily the next person's dose.
Or the same product,
Yes, it's like some people And body mass really doesn't affect it either. So it's like you can have somebody that's heavy, and they'll drink a half a glass of wine and be like, you know, super intoxicated. But then you might have somebody that's super slender, and they can drink, you know, six glasses of wine. So everybody's different, and everybody's dose is curtailed to that person and the way their body is. Some people's good taking it once, twice a week. Some people enjoy it every day. Everybody's happy is different, and how they get there is their own unique way.
So I started the program with a Fairhope Hemp Sparkling Lemonade, hemp-derived Delta-9 THC drink. Sugar-free, by the way. I've had about half of it, and I can feel it.
Really? Yeah.
Can you tell?
Well, I mean, you seem relaxed. You seem cheerful. You know, the thing about it is
I was afraid to drink the whole thing.
Well, you know, it's only 3 milligrams. Yeah. So our cannabis drinks are very, very light on the milligram strength. I don't pride myself in making big, heavy dose products and whatnot. I'm like, less is more. If I can put out a product with only 3 milligrams and you can feel it halfway through the bottle, there's no need to make a 25 milligram drink. It's pointless to me. So my products are the purest, the best that I can be, and it doesn't take 25 milligrams to have somebody enjoy it. It just doesn't.
I get confused on the milligram part because we can only have what? Three milligrams are legal of the THC.
0.3%.
Ah, okay.
0.3% by dry weight. So it's a percentage.
I see. Okay.
So there's a lot of math involved, but like I said, you know, by dry weight, I can put a lot more than 3 milligrams in that drink, but it's not necessary.
And I would agree to that, especially if it's something that you want to drink, you know, and still go about your normal functioning day.
I just want people to be safe and have a good time.
And feel free to call Fairhope Hemp CBD and for questions you may have concerning the right product for you, like we've said through this whole program. And I will post the interview online as well, so that if you want to go back and listen to today's show, it will be posted at WABF1480.com, because we've covered a lot of ground, and it be confusing on what to use for what situation.
Yep. And at Fairhope Hemp, we've come a long way. Our very first product was just a simple full-spectrum CBD tincture.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we got into the Delta 8, and then we got into CBN, then we got into CBG, and then we got into the Delta 9. So there's so many options out there. And what I think is fascinating is, being in the hemp business, we're going to have a lot more products than the medical dispensaries are going to have here next year. So just keep that in mind. Uh-huh.
And start thinking about it for health. What we've tried to tell people, it's a health alternative instead of just a, hey, let's catch a buzz.
That's correct, because more than half of our products have no THC.
Right. Thank you so much, John.
Come see me.
Will do. Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue. That's John MacArthur, our guest host on Swap Shop. This is WABF, Mobile Fairhope, great music and memories. Stay tuned for the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review coming up in 5 minutes. Have a good one, and may God bless you.